Now, will you notice verse 13, what God says? He says, "Furthermore, the Lord spoke unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it's a stiff-necked people." The Lord has repeated this several times. The Lord said, "I knew all the time you were a stiff-necked people, and he knows you and me." And now will you notice verse 14? He says, "Let me alone, that I may destroy them, blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they." That was a great temptation to Moses, but he resisted it. And Moses made it very clear to the Lord. He said, "If you're not going to bring them into the land, don't bring me them. Don't bring my line, because I'm identified with them." Verse 16, he says, "And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord." That is Moses when he came down from the mount. He says, "And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord your God, and had made you a golden calf. Ye had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you." In other words, the very moment God was giving them the commandments, they were at that very moment turning from him, and at the same time they were saying that they would obey him. I suppose that people can be phony in religion more than anything else. It seems to be something that is characteristic of the human nature. And I think sometimes people are sincere, and yet they are being as phony as they possibly can. We need to go with the psalmist, "Search me and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me." Every child of God needs to pray that. And Paul said to us, "Examine yourself. See whether you're in the faith or not." I preach the security of the believer, friends. I believe that a believer is secure. But I also preach the insecurity of the make-believers. And there are a lot of make-believers. We need to search our hearts, every one of us. Now, will you notice here, he goes on to say, verse 17, "And I took the two tables and cast them out of my two hands, and break them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first. 40 days and 40 nights I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which ye sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger." May I say two things here? Moses knew God. The psalmist says, "He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel." Now, all the children of Israel saw the mountain smoke. They saw the Ten Commandments given. They saw the judgment of God. They saw his glory. But they didn't know him. He made known his ways to Moses. Moses knew him. Now, there are two things that are revealed here about God that are true today. And these are paradoxical statements, not contradictory. May I say to you, you and I haven't even the faintest conception of how God hates sin and how he intends to punish it. When Moses saw what these people did, he went down on his face before God, and for 40 days he fasted and cried out to God to deliver those people. Why? Moses knew the ways of God. He knew God hated sin. The average Christian doesn't seem to realize that God hates sin in his life. And my friend, God's not going to pass it by. God's going to deal with it in your life and in my life. I know he does that. I've been a pastor too long, friends. For 40 years, I've observed church people. I've been with them. I know them today. And I want to say to you, I've watched this man in a church, and he's played fast and loose with God. He's cut the corners, and he's put up a front. And then I've seen the days go by, and they melt into years, and then I begin to see the hand of God moving in that man's life. And sometimes the judgment is severe. I had a man come to me, and he actually dropped down on his knees, and he cried out. He said, "Oh, Pastor, I just cannot stand what God's putting me through today." And I can remember as a young upstart, a young married man, now he's lost his children. Why? He thought he could play fast and loose with God. Now Moses is down on his face before God crying out. Now Moses knew the ways of God, and he knew God punished sin. And also something else is revealed here too, the mercy of God. Oh, my friend, God will punish sin, but you do not know how wonderful He is, how gracious He is. I don't know. I'm just telling you this. You and I today haven't any conception how gracious God is and how wonderful He is. And so He extended mercy to these people. He's extended mercy to you, I'm sure. I know He has to me.